Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. Here's Vic's pass, and it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And that's a touchdown. Clay Harbor makes that catch.
And they've got Harbor for the touchdown.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
Colston Loveland, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, and we'll start with our resident tight end.
I think you saw the things that he can do that other tight ends just can't. 99% of the tight ends catch that ball, they get tackled, or they catch it and get 10 yards, and then they get tackled. He's a guy that is an explosive player.
Clay Harbor on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love having Clay Harbor on the show. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. Clay Harbor is a 9-year NFL veteran. He co-hosts the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN alongside David Haw and Ruthie Polinsky. And he likes to mess with Marshall, which I think should happen on a regular basis.
Hold up now. I mess with him.
It's both.
The other way around.
It's mutual.
Marshall needs more messing with.
All right. Keep believing that. Look. I mess with these Bears. I mess with Caleb Williams right now.
Yes.
He's been very good.
Yes.
He has improved. He still has a lot of work to do to get to his, what I believe his ceiling should be as a number one overall pick and what I was told was a generational talent. But where are you? We talked about progress reports as Ben Johnson detailed yesterday. Where are you with Caleb Williams and his development?
I love that's where we started. So here's the number one things that I like about Caleb Williams. And it's something that I saw last week that I really was encouraged by. If you're a mechanic, you're not fixing a car with one wrench. If you're a carpenter, you're not building a house with a hammer and a nail. You got a whole plethora of tools in your tool bags. This man started using his legs. What sets you apart from the statues in the pocket? If you were to tell me Jared Goff and Caleb Williams had to stay in the pocket the rest of their careers, who's going to be the better quarterback?
Jared Goff,
hands down, easy, right? So, Caleb Williams using his legs is something that can set him apart from a guy like Jared Goff. So that is something that I thought was really good to see because everybody's saying, like, you're scrambling around, you're looking downfield, that's cool, but do the Bears win that game without that scramble before the big throw to Colson Loveland?
No, he had to gain enough yards on the ground to say, hey, time went off the clock, but I gained yards and got a first down.
Absolutely. So now you're seeing some of the things that separate him. I went to the playoffs with Michael Vick as my quarterback. If Michael Vick was standing back there like Drew Brees, another quarterback I played with, went to the playoffs with, are we making the playoffs?
Probably not.
No, not even close. So Caleb's starting to use his tools in his tool bags. And four of the last six wins the Bears had, the Bears were down. Caleb brought them back. You want a guy that when it's the fourth quarter, the last drive of the game, you saw the diabolical smile he had in his face before he went on the field for that final drive? That's the guy I want to go on the field with. That's that TB12. That's that stuff that you know you're down, you go on the field. He wants the ball. He wants that situation, and he's going to go down there and get it done. And that's what he's shown he can do, and that's what I've been most impressed with, because a lot of times that clutch gene is either you got it or you don't. Either you're MJ or you're LeBron.
Whoa, hold on. Wait. Is that LeBron shade and slander all in one?
Yes.
That really was. Yeah, that was bold. Somebody has been influenced by Insights to Excellence.
Yes.
That's what's happened here. Yeah. That's what they call the MJ interviews on NBC.
Fourth quarter passer rating for Caleb Williams, 98.4. That's 15th among 35 qualified quarterbacks.
So middle of the pack.
It's middle of the pack, but I'm saying it's better than what he's doing the rest of the game. Obviously, outside of the first drive of the game, we know he's been really good there. But you want a guy that's got a near 100 passer rating. He's scrambling. He's making plays in the fourth quarter, and he's going to go down there and get you a win.
I do want to ask you about this. I think it's interesting, too, because I was thinking about how tall Michael Vick is. And he's also listed at 6 feet tall. How was it for him? Because we always think about his running game. We always think about, obviously, what he's able to do with his legs, how he was able to make things happen. But I never know that at the point where he was in the NFL, I was really evaluating, say, what he could do over the middle. How good was his vision over the middle and being able to see? Because I do think there is something to being not 6'2 or 3 or 4 and maybe having a little more trouble seeing over the middle than other quarterbacks do.
Yeah, I've played with those quarterbacks before. Like you said, Michael Vick, he might be listed at 6'1", 5'11 and a half.
What about Brees?
Drew Brees might be listed at 6'1", 6 foot tops, 5'11 some change.
Drew's listed at 6, Vick is listed at 6.
Yeah, they're listed at 6, but these guys are 5'11". I think Caleb's even taller than them. It's more difficult. You have to kind of find lanes in the offensive line to see over them. It's not like you're Justin Herbert or Josh Allen. You can see over these guys, but Caleb does a good job. And a lot of it actually has to do with just timing, which is crazy enough. Sometimes you won't even see the quarterback. You'll see a ball coming over the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with just repetitions, hitting your landmarks, your timing, your routes being all connected together, because he knows that's where you're supposed to be. It's crazy when you rep stuff so many times. It's like it just becomes instinctive. You might just see a flash of a jersey. It might not be a whole thing, but this is something you can become very good at. The amount of times you're playing with Drew, you're playing with Michael Vick, even with the taller quarterbacks, Blake Bortles, you just see a ball. You don't see him. If you don't see him, can he see you? No. If you don't
that
see
actually
him,
makes
he can't
sense.
See you. So you're going off of instinct and off of where you're supposed to be and off of timing. And he's getting a lot better at that.
Oh, okay, so the timing is getting better. What is the biggest area that you want to see in the back half of the season improve for Caleb Williams?
I would say they have 17 false starts. I think he's still getting a grasp of the cadence. It's gotten better of late, but just more control with that. The cadence, no false starts, the penalties. I think he still has some work to do with getting it out on time. And then accuracy. I think you look at what Ben Johnson was able to do with the Lions last year. He led the entire NFL in yards after catch, right? And the Bears last year were bottom five. Guess what? This year, they're top 10. I got it right here. The Lions led the league last year in yards after catch, 2,669, 42% greater than the Bears' output last year. This year, the Bears are in the top 10 in that department, yards after catch, after being in the bottom five last year. Mm-hmm. I still think he has some work to do on the accuracy, but throwing not only a catchable ball, a runnable ball. There's a difference. I mean, you guys know that. When you're a receiver, tight end, whatever, and you catch the ball, it's a little bit low, you're just focused on catching it. When you see a nice spiral coming at your chest in stride, now I'm not telling you to take your eyes off the ball, but when you get to a certain level with the guys that the Bears have, a Rome, a DJ, a Luther Burden, obviously Colson Loveland, you can start setting up that play. It's almost like you're making a move before you catch the ball, and that's what expands all these yards after catch opportunities. That's something he's gotten better at, but I want to see him keep improving there. And obviously, like I said, keep using those legs. All those tools in the toolbox, use them. You ain't a statue back there. You're that athletic for a reason. He's faster than people think. And besides that, his agility, his start and stop of creating extra time on pass plays, I mean, he might be one of the best in the league at that start, stop, quick burst type thing as a quarterback.
Yeah, you
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You can tell in his slides. He's really good at knowing when to slide in front of his defenders to still try to get a first down. I think that's one of the better underrated parts of his game. When you're talking about a runnable ball, though, Clay, the first thing that comes to my mind, the screen game. And that screen pass execution being a very good example of still something that needs to be worked on.
Oh, absolutely. Those are layups. And I remember Andy Reid, every day we'd come into, you know, you come into your base package, you got your screens, your downfield passes, your run game, and every day we'd say the same thing. We're the best darn screen team in this league. We're going to be the best darn screen team in this league. And you're saying, Michael, put it on them. Runners, you know, catch the ball, obviously, look it in, hands and eyes, and then take off. Follow the alley. Follow your blockers. And I think that's something Caleb has to improve on. But screens, Ben Johnson's really good at timing up a good screen. If Caleb can hit them in stride, and the sell is obviously very important, you know, sell the screen. I think the Bears have done a good job of selling these screens, too. And if you can do that, that opens up, that makes things a ton easier for Caleb, but that just opens up your playbook because now a lot of these pass rushers, you got to be thinking about that. Man, this is one of the best screen teams in the league. Now we got to be cognizant if we're pinning our ears back and going after the quarterback, is it actually a screen? So it's a twofold type thing.
The Colston Loveland game, NFC Offensive Player of the Week. You're a tight end. He's a tight end. They got another tight end, Cole Kmet, who's back at practice after suffering a concussion. Do you feel like this is the game that's going to be more of what we see going forward with Colston Loveland? Is he going to get these types of opportunities more regularly now?
I think he will. I don't think this is going to be a huge game for Colston Loveland. That's because the Giants play single high closed, and they play a lot of man-to-man. They play the second highest man-to-man coverage in the league. Excuse me, the second highest zone coverage in the league, middle closed. So that play you saw at the end of the game with Colston Loveland running through the middle,
it's not there.
It's not going to be there. You can obviously scheme him up and get him outside. The thing about Colston Loveland makes him so special, you watch where he's playing at. He's playing at X. He's playing in the slot. He's in the backfield for a couple plays. He's doing everything. You don't know where this guy's going to line up. He comes out there. You can put him in the backfield, and then you can have an option to either motion him out to the right or the left, depending on what matchup you want. There's things you can do, and that's why Ben Johnson got this guy so high. He's a chess piece. He's not a bishop. He's not a knight. He's a queen. He can go anywhere on the board. You can line up anywhere, and you can find that matchup. So Colston is a guy that also is a really good blocker, too, and that's the thing that's impressed me from day one, because usually that's the last thing to come. You can have good receivers come to the NFL, tight ends, and catch passes. When you're blocking a 270-pound DN and you're holding your own, that's hard. Yeah, trust me, I know from experience. I remember my rookie year, Mario Williams lifted me 2 feet off the ground one time. DeMarcus Ware pushed me back into Michael. He didn't get the sack because he tackled me into Michael Vick. Okay,
so you sacked Michael Vick?
I sacked my own quarterback. And Mike said when we were both on the ground together, he goes, man, that hurt.
Just like, well, you were bigger back then, Clay, so I can understand that.
I was bigger back then, but the sad part about that was it was just a certain scheme where we weren't planning on me being one-on-one in DeMarcus Ware, and I went back to the sidelines. I wanted to get chewed out. Like, Clay, you got to do better. Coaches were just like,
DeMarcus Ware.
That was our fault. I'm like, no, hold me to that standard. But to get back to the point here, Colston Loveland is a guy that you can put on the front side of zone, the front side of duo, of gap scheme. He's a guy that can hold his own. I knew he was a solid blocker when I watched him in Michigan. I didn't know he was this good.
Wow. That's high praise from the former tight end, Clay Harbor. We have more to come. I do want to focus a little bit more on that position group because there's been an unlikely entrant into that position group recently who I think has been relatively effective for what they want him to do. So that and more Bears talk is next with Clay right here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.